All right. Welcome to another episode of Your Mom's House. Really quickly, I have to add or mention that I have a couple added dates. I'm going to, I think I mentioned it later, but I'll mention it again, Des Moines, Iowa. And I'm going to Raleigh, North Carolina in November. Also doing one night, one show in Ontario, California at the Improv. Raleigh's at Charlie Goodnight's. Those are at tomsegura.com.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless, when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Take pills and make fake. You might be some type of wacko.
I like this.
You like it?
I like that. It's funky. It's really a jam.
Yeah, it's by Butter and Salmon.
That's cool.
The song is called Wacko.
I like it.
He submitted this? Yeah.
It's good shit.
Nice. Thank you, Butter and Salmon. I love Butter and Salmon.
Yeah, you just ate that.
Yeah.
It's weird.
All right, so check it out. I'm out on the road, Jeans. I'm doing things. I'm flying all over the country. I like to spread laughter. You know, that's always been my motivation.
Love making people laugh.
Right, I didn't realize I have this whole sexy dad look going on.
Oh my goodness. Where's your tank top? You still have it on?
It's underneath. I have an audition coming up. A mom audition.
Mom audition. Thank you.
Yes.
Meow.
Check it out. I'm going to be in a bunch of places. Holmdel, New Jersey. Mansfield. No, that one got canceled, right? Long Beach, New York. Camden. Let's see, White River Amphitheater, Auburn, Washington. I'm going to be in Woodlands, Texas, Dallas, Texas, Austin, Texas, the Shoreline again, Irvine Meadows Amphitheater.
You're doing Spartanics. Irvine Meadows?
Yeah.
Oh, that I did acid for the first time there.
Oh, really?
1992, Lollapalooza.
That's exciting.
Yep.
This is all part of the Oddball Comedy Festival. I'm doing all over the country. Go to oddballfest.com or tomsegura.com for tickets. Everywhere is a bunch of comics are doing it. Different people in different cities, so you have to look for specific people and make sure they're in that city. But I'm doing all of them. I know our friend Sarah T is doing some. Tony Hinchcliffe, Bart
Sebastian.
Chrysler, Joey Diaz, Sebastian, Brian Regan's doing a couple. Dane Cook's doing a few of them. Ali Wong's doing a couple of them. What's his name? John Oliver's doing a couple of them.
He does stand up.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. You ever saw his Comedy Central show?
He didn't say that to me.
Oh, really? I'll mention it to him.
Yeah.
So I'm doing that through the first weekend in October. Then I go to Charlotte, North Kakalaka. I'm doing the Comedy Zone there. Then Cox Comedy Club in San Francisco, California. Jude Or Titties, Caroline's, I'm doing that. And the Laughing Derby. And, of course, we added a third show at the Troc in Philadelphia.
I mean the Cock.
The Cock in Philadelphia, November 19th. And I'm also doing West Palm in December, the improv there. So bunch of dates. Your mom's house.
You're
going to
be
podcast.
Gone all
the rest of the year.
I know. You're going to come back and Baby Jeans is going to be like 5 years old.
You know what the worst part is? People, well, people don't understand when they go like, "Hey, do you want to do something?" Like they'll, I go, "I can't," and they're like, "Well, when can you?" I'm like, "Next year."
Yeah.
Because I go, "Dude, I can't.
Your
My schedule is too crazy.
Fucked.
Yeah, I don't have any time.
Calendar's all fucked up."
Yeah. What you got, Jeans?
September 27th, I'm in Meat Rattle, Washington at the Tacomania Comedy Club. And then September 28th in Shortland, Oregon at the Helium Comedy Club. October 4th, Fallas, Tejas, Hyenas. And October 5th, Pooston, Texas at the Secret Group. Shh, the secret.
Secrets.
October 23rd.
I heard you were funny. I heard you were funny.
Indianapolis. What is that one? Come on me map. Come on my asshole.
Indian apple tits.
Indian app. Come in my asshole and tits.
Wow.
You got it.
Yeah.
Morty's Comedy Club, October 24th, Cincinnati, Ohio, home of the notorious Cincinnati Fart at Go Bananas. And then December 9th through 10th, Washington, D.C. at the D.C. Improv. Buy your tickets at thousandranch.com.
All right, there you go.
Also, hey, do you shop on Amazon? I hope you do, because if you're smart, you do, because we subscribe and save on toilet paper, paper towels, dog food, toothbrushes. I have that stuff sent to the house every week automatically, so I don't have to shop for that crap. But use our banner on your mom's house podcast.com. Click on it. Do your shopping as you normally would. It kicks back a little change to the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, hold on 1 second.
I know I forgot to put in something at the front gate. Fuck.
All right, you got the whole gate thing resolved?
No, all resolved, yeah.
All right, good.
Got my, you know, lady stuff coming.
Yeah?
From the pharmacy.
Oh, how appropriate. You ready to start the show?
Yeah.
Here we go. God damn it. How come I press space bar and it doesn't go over there?
Probably because you disconnected it from the last time. You just need to set it up one time and then...
Okay.
Dad gets so mad quickly.
My name's Casey Jenkins.
God damn it.
Can't wait till your son starts watching you get angry like this. So
yeah,
funny.
All right.
We're going to laugh at you so much when he's older. Look how angry Dad's getting for no reason. Isn't that funny?
My name's Casey Jenkins. I'm a performer craftivist from Melbourne, and I'm up in Darwin doing a performance piece called Casting Off My Womb. I'm spending 28 days knitting from wool that I've inserted in my vagina.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
You're not
welcome.
Ready.
I'm not.
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura. Tom Segura. And
Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to your mom's house.
So many questions.
No, she's got answers, believe me. Yeah.
Scissors. You can't stir with scissors. Or your cornrow hairbrush.
Use that marker.
Oh well, I'll use a Sharpie to stir my coffee.
Yeah.
Who cares? Everything goes in my mouth anyway. Mm. This is why my immune system's so strong.
True.
Because I stir my coffee with a Sharpie.
I guess that's more your lane. I'm more of a water guy.
Fuck off. How? Don't you dare. Look what I did. Fresh. I wonder who ordered that bottle of water for you, because you certainly didn't obtain it yourself.
You're the mom of the house. I'm the dad of that.
That's true. Mom's driving. So I have so many questions about this. Number one, how
put
does
it in
she
my pussy.
Keep it in there? Doesn't it rub it raw to pull yarn out of your snatch?
Hmm.
And 28 days worth?
Well,
or does she replenish the supply?
Let's get some answers.
I need to know a lot
more. Every day I take a new skein of wool that's being wound so that it will unravel from the center.
The center?
And I stick it up inside me, uh-huh. and then I pull out the thread, uh-huh. and then
And then I smell it.
Now you've been knitting about the last year and a half.
Well, this is the New Zealand way. Where's she from?
She's Aussie.
I'm sorry, this is the Australian method. I use
actually,
the
I don't know. I just
Canadian.
She said I'm from Melbourne. Yeah, she's
Melbourne.
Australian.
This is how the Melbournians do it.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer the
asshole method.
Yes.
Yeah.
I put an entire spool of yarn in my
it's
anus.
It's unusual. It's confining because I'm attached to this knitting,
yeah.
so I can't sort of get off and wander around.
Yeah,
and
you
so
can't
it really,
really.
It's restrictive. But
sure.
No, it's not painful. I mean, people push babies out of there, so it's kind of...
But it's dry.
It's a pretty robust area.
But it's got to feel like sandpaper, because that yarn doesn't look very soft.
It doesn't look soft. It doesn't look silky smooth. It looks like it'd feel coarse on your little head.
Because sometimes when you pull out a tampon, it rips. It, if you pull it out and it's dry, I'm just letting you know, and that's cotton.
Yeah.
It feels like it's tearing out your vagina.
Well, when you're doing the knitting from your asshole, does that hurt?
It's more juicy in there and lubricated.
Natural juices.
Fresh natural.
That's got to smell not good, though.
Her yarn or
no,
my yarn?
No, your yarn.
It's all brown. Your yarn's the worst. What are you talking about?
Because I smelled that monster fart you dropped
that
yesterday.
That was crazy.
Ugh.
Now, just to be fair, that was sick. Because I had diarrhea yesterday for the first time in a long time. I had two sevens in a row. I felt like I had to sleep, like that joke of yours where you feel like you have to take a nap after a dump.
Oof, yeah.
I was like, down for the count, man. It's intense. So this is her. Look how proud she is.
She's herself. Very proud. You know why I think part of the reason she's proud?
Huh.
Her wacky. Because there's not
hair,
a lot of people that are that come up with an idea.
Yeah.
Where they feel like this is a truly original idea. And that evokes pride.
Yes.
There's no one has done this before.
No, I guarantee there's nobody on planet Earth doing this right now but her.
It's like when you come up with a really good joke.
Yes.
And you're like, I thought of that.
So pleased with herself.
Yeah.
So pleased, yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
So she's
the performance wouldn't be the performance.
I don't know if it's
if
a performance.
I were going to cut out my menstrual cycle from it. For starters, when I'm menstruating, it makes knitting a hell of a lot harder because the wool is
fucking barf.
Wet, and so you have to kind of yank at it.
I knew that was coming. It was just filling me with so much anticipation and joy. Look at that.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen that before. I get a period myself.
Yeah.
That is what the tampon
looks
like.
Do you knit it
like.
Into scarves?
I don't knit the tampon strings. So that's what I'm wondering is why not just collect your tampon strings and then make a tapestry out of... But she likes to go fresh. I get it.
Yeah.
It's fresh on the scene.
It's
intense.
For our listeners who can't see this, it's pretty spotty, the yarn at certain points of it. Jesus.
You know what, though? There's this whole movement to stop period shaming.
Yeah.
I think I told you yesterday about those...
I'm not trying to period shame.
No. I'm just saying that this is kind of a timely art project that this woman's uh-huh. doing because there's this movement now to take the shame out of women's menstrual cycles. Like, there's panties you can buy now, but you can, like, free bleed in them.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to wear a pad or a tampon. And you
nice.
Just, like, let it rip. In these underwear, and then you just wash the underwear, and they're like super absorbent, I guess.
Wow.
But they look like regular panties. So, I mean, it's a lot.
It's quite a lot. Yeah. It's quite a bit.
Yeah. Sure. I don't know if I'd want to share my menstrual cycle with everybody in the
why? What's up with you?
Form of a scarf.
You know what I would prefer to see this kind of like performance on?
Duct tape.
Duct tape.
Me too.
Duct tape.
Duct tape.
Duct tape.
That guy's the best.
Yeah.
What do you think he's up to today?
He's probably doing something with duct tape. Probably his performance.
I put duct tape up my ass.
Yeah.
I duct tape your ass today, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Can we watch more? Tape. Is there more of this?
Yep. You think I was going to leave you hanging?
I'm so intrigued. I love it.
You're okay.
I love this chick.
It's sort of slightly uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Arousing sometimes.
I don't know.
When I'm sitting in the gallery meeting, I get a lot of
reaction
as people say, "You're so brave, you're so brave." And why? To me, it feels just really natural. And really uneventful, which is sort of what I wanted it to
be. Natural
and uneventful?
Natural. I always put yarn in my pussy.
Natural.
And then I menstruate.
And uneventful.
I think the menstruation does, maybe. But maybe the knitting with it, I can't feel natural.
Pussy, huh?
I don't know if I could, I mean,
she's
I don't
brave,
know.
Though. Very brave.
That's one word for it. I don't know if I could bleed in front of strangers. That would be the only part.
Sometimes when I'm sitting in the gallery knitting, I get a lot of the reaction is people say, "You're so brave, you're so brave."
Yeah, brave, mentally ill, whatever. Attention.
Duct tape.
Yeah.
Duct tape.
Yeah.
That's intense. A lot of crazy ladies on our show.
I think the expectation.
Yeah.
The urine drinker.
You're showing.
Ugh. What made you vomit more? Urine drinker or pussy blood knitter?
Urine drinker.
Yeah.
Because pussy blood I'm used to. I've birthed.
Yeah.
So you've seen a lot of stuff come out of me.
Mm-hmm. Whole person came out one time.
Yeah. And then all the junk that comes out after him and the stitching up and the cutting and that. Yeah, this doesn't. The only thing that bothers me is the thought of putting coarse yarn up my vagina and then pulling it out a lot. Like, I just don't think that feels good.
Yeah. When you birthed our son.
Yeah. Duct tape.
Yep. Our son, duct tape.
Duct tape.
Yeah.
I wish duct tape were there to duct tape me together.
Yeah, you were all.
I was all fucked up.
You're all fucked up. And then the doctor was like, "I don't know what to do." And I was like,
"Duct tape your ass today."
duct tape you shut.
Do you think
duct tape?
Do you think duct tape?
Duct tape.
Be my obstetrician if I have
could be.
Baby.
Yeah.
Duct tape.
There we go.
Oh, duct tape.
I think the expectation when you're showing the vulva that people are going to feel feelings of fear and repulsion. Oh. So by linking the vulva with something that people do find warm and fuzzy and benign and even boring, knitting for a long period of time, I hope that people question the fears and negative associations they have.
She seems
with
like
the
a
vulva.
Nice lady.
Yeah, I like her.
Yeah.
I'm interested. I'd be friends with her.
It'd be interesting to meet her and be like, she's like, "What are you doing tonight?" And be like, "Oh, you know, just got to Melbourne. I'm probably just going to take it easy. I'm performing." "Oh, yeah. Where's your show?" "It's at this gallery." "Okay, maybe I'll stop." "What are you doing?"
But it's interesting that she thinks that her shoving yarn up her cooch and then having her period on that yarn and then knitting with it live will alleviate people's fears about anything.
As opposed to terrify them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd say this scares, I think it terrifies.
We're going to 5150 you tonight, ma'am. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know.
There you go,
different
man.
Strokes.
Different, same strokes.
Same strokes. Everybody's
same
the same.
Folks. Oh, man.
That was a good one. That was really good.
Kreisler, du so jævlig fat. Du mye fat, Tom.
That's a Norwegian Bert Kreisler is fat. So I just thought I'd throw that out there for people.
That was good.
People submit it in different languages, and we always like to reward them. So much to talk about, jeans. First of all, we should mention to our Patreon listeners, patreon.com/mom, that we are releasing the live episode from Flappers on Patreon later in the week. $5 gets access to the backlog of bonus episodes, rewards offered at different levels. Every first of the month, release scans of our notes from the month, desktop wallpapers, and we also release a poster. Many of you got the Cincinnati Fart poster commemorating the infamous Cincinnati Fart. Many of you have seen the documentary film that 60 Minutes made, the little teaser that kind of revisited the Cincinnati fart, and that poster went to a bunch of people that subscribe on Patreon. So please subscribe to patreon.com/mom. Got all the extra bonus stuff. And yes, live episodes are definitely going on Patreon. Don't bust my fucking balls about it. There's a bunch of proof that it needs to be there and not as a regular release.
Yeah.
And that is because we released live episodes over and over and over on our regular channel. And, you know, even though I enjoy them, you enjoy them, and some people do, the masses prefer the studio show.
Regular.
Which, it's fine.
I don't blame them.
Okay, don't blame them.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's HIMS.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
We got a bunch of feedback on retarded stuff.
Yeah, really thank you for all the emails letting me know what it is that retarded people do all day.
Retarded?
It's definitely retarded.
Yeah.
When you say people.
Yeah.
Retarded?
So there's a whole bunch you want to get into. There's emails. There's, there's videos.
Yeah, I'd like to hear. Give me an itinerary. I read through a few of them, and a lot of them seem to be very similar to what we were proposing an average day.
Well, this all came out of your question.
Yeah.
Your question was, what do retarded people do all day?
Yeah.
And we discussed that at length, and then a lot of listeners volunteered.
But I am genuinely interested and curious, and I do want to know. And I feel like retarded people have been marginalized in our society. I feel like you saw them more when I was a kid in the 80s. Remember on Facts of Life, there was a comedian character who, I forget what she had.
Trudy, yeah.
No, was that her name? Trudy was not her name. You know what I'm talking about? She was a stand-up comedian and she had some kind of...
From the Facts of Life.
Yeah. Was that her name? Trudy's
Or was that the big girl, right?
The big girl?
Wasn't that her name?
That's Natalie.
Who is Facts
of Life? You're thinking about Rudy. No. The Cosby Show. Trudy.
Here, let's see.
Okay,
the cast.
She was not retarded. No, she came. Jerry. That was her name, Jerry. She was a stand-up comedian, and she had some kind of problem. I don't know what it was.
Oh, though. But you did see them a lot more. And there was whole Life Goes On.
Life Goes On. There was a TV show starring a retarded person, and that was kind of a norm in the 90s. And then it's like retarded people just disappeared. And you used to see them working in grocery stores more, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like growing up, I would always see them pushing carts or bagging groceries. And now, like, you never, I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like there was more of a push to accept them in society in the past.
Even that word, you know, the word retarded.
Right.
So from 53 to 73, the organization was called the National Association for Retarded Children. Mm-hmm. And then from 73 to 81, it was called National Association for Retarded Citizens. And then from 81 to 92, it was called Association for Retarded Citizens, ARC.
Till 92.
And now, yeah. And then they changed it to the ARC of the United States. And they said, like...
Okay.
They said, it, here is, it says the terminology, the words, the term mental retardation remains the terminology used in the medical field.
Right.
Referenced in many state and federal laws. However, intellectual disability and developmental disability are making their presence known. Mm-hmm. And we're doing everything in our power to make sure they're adopted more broadly.
Mm-hmm. So it still means somebody's retarded, though.
It's still, like, if somebody goes, he has an intellectual disability,
what?
You'd be like, what? He's retarded. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we can flower up the language, but at the end of the day, okay.
I don't think it ultimately helps, you know.
I don't think so either, and I don't think there's anything wrong with being retarded or... Okay.
You know, medically use the term moron.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. Or mongoloid.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Yeah.
I think idiot's a little severe.
I think idiot preceded moron. But yeah, they in the early 1900s, they used to be like, he's a moron.
He's a moron. That just means stupid. But to be retarded means to have a thing that is held back. To retard something's progress, let's say, right?
Right.
So maybe it's
fire
developmentally
retardant,
correct.
Instance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. We grew up calling retarded people retarded.
Around there.
Yeah. See, they used to have jobs.
Short class. That's my job. I learned the job slow, and now I know it by heart.
He earns money. He pays
What's
taxes.
Going on with the-
He's just like you. ARC, the Association for Retarded Citizens.
Yeah.
Don't throw us away.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's how it's been playing since I got it, though. Yeah.
Should we press pause and address the technical issue?
Oh, no, you mean that file? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I like this commercial because it brings up the point I was saying that you don't see retarded people integrated in society, I feel like, anymore.
Oh, yeah, it does.
There he goes.
I stored class. That's my job. Yeah. I learned the job slow. And now I know it by heart.
Yeah.
See?
He earns money. He pays taxes.
Yeah, good for him.
He's just like you. ARC, the Association for Retarded Citizens.
Don't throw us away.
Yeah, everybody needs to feel important and have a job and life and a function. I don't know.
Well, I wouldn't say he's just like me, but...
He's got your dad glasses.
I pull
glasses.
My pants down before I go potty, but yeah.
He has your glasses.
He did have my glasses on. But you're right. I think so. There's a little more like hidden.
Yeah, I feel like you don't see them in society. I don't know what happened. I don't know why.
Yeah.
They can't I think baggers, grocery baggers and cart pushers should be.
Yeah, the grocery bagger back where I went in Florida in high school, they were all, disabled guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good job. It's a fun job.
It was fun. I used to always do this to Charo. So the guy would bag our groceries. Mm-hmm. And then at this place, they walk you to the car. They put them in the car for you.
Oh, that's nice.
So when he'd put them in the car and he'd walk away, my mom would go, thank you. And I'd be like, Mom, was something different about that guy? And I would play it real serious. Yeah. And she'd be like, what? And I go, didn't he seem like a little off or something? She's like, Tommy. He's retarded. And that's the thing about people that have English as a second language.
Yeah.
They don't move along with the times as terms progress.
The PC watering down.
They don't do it because they just learn a word. They're like, that's the word.
Yeah.
One of the hardest I ever laughed. It was like fucked up and was, you know, almost mean, but it was so innocent on her behalf. One of her friends had a son who had like some severe mental disability.
Yeah.
And she came over to the house, and the kid was like older than me, so he was 30 when I was 20, right? Mm. So we're at the house, and she's like, oh, you know, my friend Roxy, she has to go do this thing. She has to take him somewhere today. And I'm like, just take her son somewhere? Mm-hmm. And she goes, well, you know, and her friend's right there. And she's like, yeah, I have to do a lot of things for him. And I was like, oh. And my mom goes, her son's retarded. And I was like, and I Like in the middle of a conversation, I went, I just walked into another room and I was like, oh my God. And then she came in and she's like, I know you are laughing. And I go, I go, yeah, because you just called her some retarded to her face. And she's like, well, and I go, it's not the, because I was going like on the other end.
Yeah,
I was
of
like,
course.
You're, I go, you can't say that to her.
Train not to be normal.
Because right, and then right away, Roxy was like, he's, she goes, he has a learning disability. And I go, oh, okay, okay. But I just, I lost it.
Your shit.
So anyways, here's one of the emails we got.
Yeah.
Hey guys, huge fan. I wanted to give you a few fun facts about what people with mental disabilities do during the day. Since Mommy Jeans was curious, I used to work at a center here in Vegas that provides job placement and training for the disabled. Tom is correct.
Hmm.
Tons of sugar.
Hmm.
You would see a lot of them walk around with 2 liters of soda in their hands at all times.
No.
Yeah, they don't have that mechanism.
I know, but then take it away from them.
You know, a lot of them drive themselves to work every day.
Good.
Keep that in mind next time you're at a crosswalk around the freeway. The majority live in state-funded group homes with or with their parents. They fuck like rabbits anytime, anywhere. But if you have Down syndrome, you are sterile. So there's that. The majority of them are smart enough to know that they are mentally disabled.
Oh, okay.
In my experience, in my experience, there were several male employees who, when they were walking towards the restroom, would start dropping their pants around their ankles well before they entered the restroom and would usually come out at the same time.
You do that.
No, I know.
That's interesting.
Every time I saw a naked man with Down syndrome, he had a massive hog.
Really?
Every single time. Love the show. Keep up the good work. Gabriel. Thank you, Gabriel.
So you really nailed it.
Sure.
God, I hate that they're eating so much sugar.
Did you have another email you wanted to read?
No, I wanted to share, though. I have a, I don't know if he's retarded, but he's slow.
Yeah.
My cousin Chuba in Hungary.
Yeah.
He came to stay with me like when I was a teenager, and my dad tried to teach him how to fix forklifts and stuff.
Yeah.
And my dad was like, I think Chuba's retarded.
Yeah.
Because his parents had that blood type thing where two people of this, that blood type shouldn't have children.
Right.
And that was Chuba. And he's in his 40s and he lives at home in Budapest.
Yeah.
And he rides his bicycle around the city and he looks for UFOs.
Yeah. He's different. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's touched.
That's all he does. Yeah. Yeah. He believes in aliens and he's trying to find it. He loves to ride his bicycle and he bakes and stuff like that. Like,
so, I mean, you know,
he's got a job in a bakery though.
So contributing.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Like he's got a full life.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Here we go. Mommy's, I'm a librarian at a special needs school.
A librarian.
In Florida. I work at the school for over 10 years and I have seen some shit. My girl is a high school teacher and works there as well. We love your show. I have to say, I envy our students' honesty, brutal honesty. And in some cases, their total lack of inhibition. I enjoy their company more than most people. If anything, they're a lot like you, always doing and saying hilarious stuff. I see Tom is coming to Tampon.
See? They're a lot like you.
Maybe I can find him an opener. LOL. Also, watch out for special kids. They have pica.
Pica.
They have pica.
They eat everything. Pica's when you eat, like, chips on the wall and you eat dirt or you is that the one you pull out your it's either you pull out all your hair or you eat
it says that he said I've seen one
soil.
Slam a gallon of water in record time.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know,
so you maybe retarded guy's the water champ. That's what we should look for. Interesting.
Mommies, I'm writing in listening to the episode regarding daily life as a retard. My wife worked as a living caregiver for two women who were retarded. Both, I believe, in their 40s. Old for a retard, right, Tina?
Yeah. I'm old for a retard.
Their day, however, was not all bean flicking and sugary treats. The ladies were up early, had a day program they went to, find odd job places, went on field trips, learned skills that might allow them to one day live on their own.
Oh,
then
good.
They would go home, go for walks, watch TV dinner. I'm sorry to inform you that it's not all day old donuts and porn marathons. It's actually pretty boring. And much similar to the life of maybe a grade school kid.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting, Andrew. Thank you.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what's interesting, too, is when I had diarrhea yesterday, that I felt the need. Now, tell me if you do this.
Yeah.
It's like a weird thing where when I have diarrhea.
Sorry. This just caught my eye that an actual retarded person just wrote in.
That's not really.
You don't think it's really real?
Go ahead and read it.
It says, my name is Mike. I want to tell you about an average day for me as a 28-year-old retarded person.
Okay.
Before I begin, I want to be known that Tina is the main mommy.
See, I think it's a joke.
Oh, it is?
I don't think it's okay. Legitimate.
Okay, you read that one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, never mind. Go ahead. Let's talk about your...
I was having a thought, okay. And I really wish you would respect...
I'm sorry, I just caught my eye.
Okay, so it's a very important subject.
Okay.
I had diarrhea yesterday, as I said, twice. And I felt the need to strip down.
Yeah.
Like I had to take off my pants, my underwear, and I wanted to take off my shirt.
I know those dumps.
Completely naked.
They're not even they're not weekly. Those are once every few months, those dumps. Where you're like, I gotta change. I gotta get naked.
But why do I have to get naked before I... Like, what is it that, like, you have to shit?
You know you're going to battle. You know you're going to war. You know? Why wear your good clothes? Don't wear your Sunday best. You're about to go wade through a storm right now.
I just feel like I gotta get clothes off of me. Like, when I'm in pain or something.
I know exactly how you feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so weird.
Big shits.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
By the way, speaking of this disabled people's inability to control their sugar intake, do you have a contribution?
Yeah. I kind of broke down. I had an incident.
You put gas in the car?
Yeah, I don't know what happened to me, but this morning I dropped the dogs off at the groomer, and then I had to put gas in the car, and like... I went inside to get some hand sanitizer because I fucking... Every time you pump gas, you know, your hands are dirty.
Yeah.
It makes me crazy. And I know this about myself, that I love those sour straws. Now, there's a bunch of other candies that are sour, but these are my favorites. They're strawberry and the apple sour punch straws.
Yep.
And so I bought a pack of each.
And
then I devoured both of them. And it's 11 in the morning.
You must have really crushed it, too.
I don't know what came over
me.
Did
you go...
I went nuts.
Yeah.
Like when I start opening and I eat those packages, I have to have the whole package too. It's really bad.
Today is day 5 for me with no sugar.
How are you feeling?
I actually feel pretty normal now.
Really?
The first 48 hours to 72 hours are the worst.
You are a grumposaurus.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
He went to get a facial with the Russians.
Yeah.
And?
Feel good.
You look great.
It was really bad. It was really bad.
Yeah.
The nose was just... filthy. I don't wash my face ever.
Yeah, I know.
So
you just don't wash it ever.
Yeah.
I told you what to use. Did you use it last night to wash your face? That's a no.
Yes. No, I did.
You did?
I didn't use that one. I used the one in the shower that you said is...
The scrub?
Not the scrub, the other one.
The salt. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then you went to, and did the Russian lady go like, you're really fucked up?
No. She goes, there's room for improvement. You know, the one thing I didn't realize about facial, because I think I've only done it one other time, is how much they're just not there.
How much cum is on your...
Yeah, they would, first of all, they come out like 6 guys cum on your face.
It softens the skin.
Yeah. And then they're like, open your mouth. And you're like, I thought it was just for my face.
Well, you can open your mouth. It's not mandatory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then she's like, okay, like sets you up, rub something on your face. Puts the steamer here, and then she's like, I'll be back.
Yeah, I know.
And you're like, all right. And then she just leaves for 10, 15 minutes.
It's freaky, right? Because you're like, did she forget about me?
Yeah. Then she comes back. Okay, let's see. Okay.
And they put the glass over you and look, the magnifying glass.
I want that magnifying glass.
I have one.
You do?
Oh, yeah. All girls do. It's our secret.
It's your secret?
It's my secret. Shh.
It's your secret.
Did she give you a nice little shoulder rub?
Not really, no.
What? You're supposed to get one while your face gets steamed.
Babe.
What?
We had another retarded email that just came in right now.
Okay.
Hi, Tom Segura. Hi, Pastrina.
Okay, Pajinsky. That's not a retarded person.
I'm a big boy who goes to a fun school. Okay. I have friends.
Okay, guys. Stupid. So dumb.
It says, I don't like Christina Pajinsky. Her jokes are too hard. My teachers like her. I think Tom is funny. I like Tom. My friends like Tom.
See? You're the retarded people's comic.
Yeah, you're right.
I've told you this for so long. When are you going to go and make your act retarded?
Oh, man. Anyways, I appreciate all the input, all the interesting things everybody told us about this.
Yeah, that was interesting. Yeah. I never thought we'd go down that tangent, but we did.
We did, yeah.
And I like that some retarded people know they are, because that was a big debate for us in that infamous Would You Rather.
Yeah.
That I dropped months ago. Would you rather be retarded or get jerked off by your grandfather on the Ferris wheel? And
yeah, that's heavy.
The big problem was whether or not you know if you're retarded. And now we know that some of them do know.
Yeah.
Some of them do know.
Now,
speaking of, God damn it. Doesn't it anger you to look at him?
So a few weeks ago, I was hanging out with Matt Fulshron and Mike Cronin after shows in Columbus. And somehow, we were just talking about football, I think, and it just prompted me to pull this guy up.
Fucking asshole.
Mark Davis, the son of legendary owner and coach Al Davis of the Oakland Raiders. He inherited about $500 million.
Wow.
And that's what he looks like. That's what he does. And the crazy thing is, I guess people rightfully give him shit constantly about the bowl cut.
Right.
He drives 500 square miles to get his hair cut like that. 500.
So he seeks it. He goes to the only person.
It's 250 each way.
The only person in Northern California willing to give him a terrible haircut.
Yeah.
You know, one time my mother went to Allen when she was alive and asked for a Vidal Sassoon cut.
Yeah.
I want short on one side, long on the other.
Mm-hmm.
And Allen went, nah.
She must have got mad.
She got furious. Oh, fuck you, you motherfucker.
What?
You fucking piece of shit Mexican dick. Yeah.
She said that to him?
Of course. She was out of her mind, my mother.
What did he say to that?
Then, you know, he figured out she was crazy. Oh. And then that was that. That's the last time she saw Alan. And I've been seeing him for 20 years. But anyways, that's why, because there's no hairdresser that should do that to you.
Yeah.
As an adult. And that is terrible. Oh my God. This is why you shouldn't be alone.
Yeah.
This is why nobody should be alone.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a wife, right? Or a girlfriend or
no,
a boyfriend.
No, he's a bachelor.
Of course.
Yeah.
No woman would let this happen. Oh, my. Yeah. Get your life, Mark Davis. You guys got to see this guy. So Google Mark Davis.
Yeah. That's his dad right before he died.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Runs in the family,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Not a bunch of lookers, these people.
This is one of my favorite shots with that expression. Yeah, a lot of people bring up Lloyd Christmas, you know, from
Dumb and Dumber. Yeah, that's what it looks like. It's a perfect bowl.
This is my favorite picture, though. Just because of, look at the way his arm lays in his crotch. It lays real special, right?
It's weird.
Yeah.
And the teeth are bad. He's got bad veneers.
The reason I started posting is because I laughed so hard at this. This guy did his Halloween costume where he got a wig, he got the shirt, but the best part is he laid his hand super retarded into his crotch. Oh my God, that made me laugh so hard. Yeah, it's so weird, man.
Now, do you think, I think he might be slightly autistic or Asperger's?
Something's wrong with him. I mean, first of all,
it's wrong.
You know, he's a team owner. And he looks like I said, like he won a scratch off and was like, dude, I got these sunglasses.
He's so crazy.
I'm balling now. He looks out of his mind. He drives a minivan still, like a 93 Caravan.
Sure.
Has a flip phone, you know, like probably there's some aspect of him that's like, oh, I'm not, you know, I didn't earn being a team owner. I think he's probably,
well, that's interesting.
Insecure about that. That's
just
my own theory, but, now, the hair's definitely really bad, man. There's no question about it.
Again, I think this is what happens when you don't have
a woman
love in your life,
yeah.
A woman, and he's a lifelong bachelor, and he's probably a little socially retarded.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I said, maybe Asperger-y, a little autistic or something. And
There's definitely things going on.
Look at his dad. Jesus Christ.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. If there's
just
a time,
kill me.
Well, it's just a time to,
just,
you know what you do?
Kill me.
You go, no more public showings.
No more.
If this is what I look like,
put it away.
I'd be like, no, dude.
Stay.
Don't I have a big screen? Let me watch the game from here.
Yeah. You're Howard Hughes at that point. You're a recluse. Yeah, why don't leave the house?
Absolutely Jesus not. Christ.
Well, there's a band-aid on your face.
Yeah.
That's a real fucked up.
Yeah, lesions.
Lesions.
And the blood doesn't heal no more. It just runs. Yeah, I know. You gotta stay inside, okay?
Just
take me to the game.
No, nobody wants to see you.
He
man.
Got real crazy in his older days, Al Davis.
Did he?
Yeah, and he used to he was an owner and coach at one point, and then he would, you know, he was the guy that always he would draft players based on measurables. In other words, if they ran really fast in the 40-yard dash timing and they jumped really high, he'd be like, draft them. And they were like, well, we think this guy's a better player. That guy's fast. Draft him. So they would just draft these like really impressive guys that are on when you look at the numbers on the measurables, but then they would be, you know, not as good of players. And he would also, they said he would call down to the box. Like he'd be watching the game in the owner's suite and be like, throw the bomb. Like just go deep. And they're like,
what?
We got to have a little more sophisticated offense now. Throw the bomb. And they're like, all right. And so they would just run plays that he forced them
and
to
And would
run.
It work?
No.
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 He's like, but I own the team. I'll do what the fuck I want.
Yeah, I mean, they.
I don't blame him.
You knew that if you were working for him, that he was definitely in charge. There was no question about
it. Raiders, that used to be an L.A. team. Isn't
yeah.
that crazy?
Now there's a big push for them to go to Vegas.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
That is a perfect fit for that team because the Oakland Raiders, the fans are terrified.
Well, the NFL will have to pretend to be in shock and distance themselves from the reality that the NFL is gambling's biggest cash cow.
Oh.
You know? So that's the NFL is like, what? In Vegas? It's like, yeah, dude. They're going to Vegas and you have no problem with it because gambling is what keeps this business alive. Hmm. I mean, NFL thrives on the fact that people gamble every week.
Hmm.
Tens of hundreds of millions, if not billions and billions of dollars. Fantasy football
crazy?
Is all about gambling. It's all about money. You know, their sport is tied into money and they're like, we would never want it to be in Las Vegas. Why?
Yeah, it's the best place in the world.
Of course it is.
Best place. Especially for those animals who love the Raiders.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're so hardcore, man.
Animals.
I posted those pictures and every fourth or fifth comment was like, fuck you, bro, Raiders.
Oh, yeah. California and their Raiders, man.
Yeah.
We are intense.
It's also like the gangster team. All gangsters.
It's gangbangers who love the Raiders.
They love the Raiders.
And I feel like that did start in SoCal because growing up here, gangbangers wore Raider shit and Los Doyers, right? Those are our two teams.
Yeah.
And then when we lost them, I think like the hardcore gangbangers, the NorCal ones took it over.
Yeah.
Like La Raza, what's the, like, you know, the prison gangs, it's different. The Northern California ones.
Oh,
the Southern
definitely.
California.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
prison
yeah.
gangs are different.
Prison gangs are totally different.
Those guys took it over.
Yeah. They always, black and white was always a, you know, that was the colors adopted by, you know, if you were like, I'm a gangster, you wear black and white. So you could wear Oakland Raiders. You could wear Chicago White Sox. Because that's black and white. That's what those, like NWA guys always had Raider stuff on, White Sox stuff on, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, White Sox, huh?
Yeah, because.
Yeah, they like that,
I mean,
too. It's funny.
Well, it's also the White Sox are on, I guess, is it south side of Chicago? So it's a little more, it's more hardcore. Like the Cubbies are you know, more like the affluent team, you know? So
oh, if you're, okay, if you're bougie.
If you're like, I'm down, you're a White Sox fan, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
I say what you're doing, Tom Segura.
Okay.
All right.
But then here, of course, all the blue and red teams too. You know, everything.
You got to be careful of the blue and the red teams.
Yeah.
Because the Crips and the Blood affiliations.
Yeah.
Growing up in L.A., I couldn't wear a red or blue to junior high school, public school, because of the gang affiliation.
Pretty popular colors.
Really popular.
I wish it would have been like, you know,
so
burnt
dumb.
Orange and, and green or
burnt
something.
Burnt sienna.
Yeah.
And chartreuse.
Shit you never wear.
I know.
Don't wear two of the most popular colors.
Yeah. Stupid.
All right.
And British Knights. You couldn't wear those because they were BKs, blood killers.
Oh, right.
Stupid.
So that's what the Crips would wear all the time?
Yeah.
I'm a blood killer.
Yeah.
There's this other thing that Bloods do. I guess Crips do it too. So if you're a Blood, you don't, when you write, you don't use the letter C because that's considered... The
you get blue band shaking. He's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I was a Crip. Yeah. I was a Blood.
So they'll use like the letter X you know, oh. K, huh?
Or B.
Or B, yeah, yeah.
They
yeah.
don't call it Compton, they call it Bompton.
Right, right.
Wow, you really hate those Crips, huh?
Yeah.
No.
Dude, that just been, how loyal are you, man? How loyal are you into this nonsense?
yeah. to nothing that means anything.
Yeah.
Listen, I have a correction for the last episode.
Mm.
I said that my father drank 75 beers in one sitting. That is not correct. I remember he told the story. It was between he and Willie. Together, they yeah. drank 75.
It sounded like a lot.
Yeah. So, sorry, guys. My father's still an alcoholic, rest assured, but just not.
How did, what made you, what prompted this?
I just remember I was like, wait a minute. Did I say that he?
Yes, you did.
And that's incorrect. They, it was two. He and Willie. Now, so Willie's dead.
Right. From that.
From that day.
Yeah.
But my father.
But your dad drank basically over 30 beers.
Correct.
In a day.
Which correct.
Is alarming.
And he's still proud of that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's something to be proud of.
I'd like to do an outing like that with a buddy, you know? Go somewhere.
And drink a lot of beers.
Like try to set a record. Yeah.
You have a friend that you're going to tour with pretty soon, Matt.
Yeah. Might I don't think be. I would. I don't think it's a good idea to do it on tour. I think it'd be a vacation thing, you know? Like, hey, there's no shows. Let's go do this.
How many beers can you drink?
I don't know. I'm not a big booze bag. So, you know, I think if it's like easy, light beer, it kind of goes down. We're talking over the course of a day. I don't know, man.
Like, think of your vacation. Like, you know, you start drinking in the morning. Like,
yeah.
We were in Mexico. I remember you were sick.
But this is different, though, because with this thing, we're talking about if I'm trying to do that, you approach it differently than casual vacation. Because
right.
vacation, you might drink a few and be like, oh, you know, I'm
You're
fine.
Saying you put your effort
right,
towards,
the effort towards it.
Right. That's interesting.
Maybe I could set up something where, you know, I announce a location and a date and we try to get people there and we all try to drink as many beers as we can.
It's a really good idea.
Yeah. And it's positives for the community.
I can't drink more than 4 drinks a day.
Yeah, you don't have
a
high tolerance.
I can't.
I've never seen you really go for it. Ever.
Get ripped?
Never.
I just don't. You know why? Because there's a vomiting factor.
Yeah.
And I have a real fear of vomiting. So
now
like,
with liquor, I've pushed it before, but then I don't remember what happened. I black out, which I know is healthy. So I've done that a number of times.
I haven't seen you drunk in. You said you were drunk at Ellis's baptism party, but I don't
remember. Yeah, but not like really, really. I mean, I was just like so tired that one drink had me feeling like I got
had me all
out.
Faded, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, you faded.
Oh, look, he's all fucked up. Yeah, no, I haven't done that in a while. I have had, I'm trying to think of the last time I really boozed it up.
Because that was funny, because I was ripped too, because we were both so exhausted. That was a tough week, and I had like one glass of wine, and I was like, brr, and there's pictures of us pictures of us when we're ripped.
Yeah.
And we're all shiny and red, holding Ellis, like,
now my
greasy.
My thing usually
so
is like
gross.
Once a year I overdo it with liquor drinks, you know?
Liquor drink.
Yeah, I'll be like, wow.
What do you like to drink?
What is my drink?
Scotch.
Sometimes vodka soda is like my I'm out drink, right? Because it's easy, goes down.
Low sugar.
Poor boy drink. Yeah, it's low sugar.
Yeah.
But those you can get in trouble with if you keep ordering them, you know?
Yeah, because you forget, you don't taste the alcohol after a minute and then.
And then you just realize, oh, I just drank half a gallon of vodka.
It's bad.
Yeah. So the beer is way easier because much lower alcohol content. So I don't know, man. I should try that.
You really should.
Yeah.
I think you should get into this.
I think.
Yeah. Good thinking.
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe set a goal of like 20 beers and just see if I can blow that away.
I think Bert can.
Oh, Bert, obviously.
How many beers do you think Bert can drink in one day?
If we really were trying to go for it and we're doing, I mean, you just pick like, let's say his favorite beer is Heineken.
Yeah.
Heineken.
That's my dad's favorite too. Or Miller Lite.
It's kind of like sickle cell with weed.
Yeah.
Man, I haven't done it in a long time with them, but the last, like, years ago, I would go over to his house, and he'd be like, you want to smoke? And I'd be like, no, I'm good. And he would smoke an entire joint, of like, you know, the good California medical shit. That's done. Light up another one, and then he'd be like, blah, 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 totally normal, fully functioning.
Oh,
let's go.
Some people,
No problem. And I was like, man, if I had smoked like a fraction of that, I'd be laid out on your couch right now.
Yeah.
You wake me up tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. And I can't smoke in front of other people.
Yeah.
I can only smoke pot alone. Now, it's been a minute since I've touched this stuff, obviously, yeah. But yeah, I don't like, I get really self-conscious, and I don't like it. I'm not the type that likes to smoke with other people.
Yeah. I only like it if, and socially, I like it in very small doses. I think it all comes down to tolerance. You just have a low tolerance.
Oh, yeah. I've always been.
So if I'm with people, I want a little bit. If I'm alone, I could do a little more, but then I spend a lot of time.
Yeah. You gotta be a better person.
I know. I start analyzing everything that's in my life and what I'm not thinking about. I don't like it. I don't need to think that much, man.
Like
I
this?
Really think too much.
Hello, my name's Gunwani, and we'll be attempting the longest chair boy.
This kid's cute.
I know, he's adorable.
I will fail, just so you know. Don't get surprised. Alright?
Okay.
Alright. Yeah, boy!
It's long. Turn that shit down.
Yeah. He's attempting the longest yeah boy ever.
I didn't know there was a thing.
Didn't know either.
He's winning so far. Damn.
Wow. Put his hand up. I'm still here, man. Wow. Good job, man.
What a talent.
There
wow.
There you go.
Really proud of you.
Good job, kid.
Good work, kid.
That was really good.
Yeah. Everyone's got a talent.
I don't know if you actually have the record, but in my heart, you're the longest yeah boy ever. You know?
You know, he's a really cute kid. We were talking about baby names.
Yeah.
And we decided a really good name, if we were to have a second son,
yeah,
would be Carl's Jr.
Yeah. Carl's Jr.
Carl's Jr. Segura. Just because I ate a lot of Carl's Jr. People ask me, how is your son so strong and big? And our son is as big as a one-year-old. Like, well, I ate Carl's Jr. almost every week. And I had extra onion rings and extra barbecue sauce, and I'd park in the parking lot.
And that's why he's so big.
That's right. There was a time when I was eating Western bacon cheeseburgers twice a week.
Yeah.
And then In-N-Out every week.
You crushed
week.
It. I just love the idea.
Gained about 50 pounds.
Of people having to say the name correctly, you know, because I can picture us doing that, and then people would be like, Carl, and I'd be like, it's Carl's Jr. Yes. Don't forget the apostrophe, and don't forget the junior.
It's Carl's Jr. His name is Carl's Jr.
Like the restaurant? Yeah. Do you like the Western bacon cheeseburger? Yeah.
I ate a lot of them.
It's like Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, right. But I would like to name our son Tom's Ruth's Chris.
There's too many possessive.
It's such
you
a dumb name.
You can't do that.
Name.
It's so dumb.
I remember explaining it to you because you
I
were
still
like,
don't
where
get
the
it.
Fuck are we eating? And I was like, it's Ruth's Chris. And you're like, what do you mean Ruth's Chris? And so the best way to explain it to people that don't know
name.
About this steakhouse, picture it this way. It's Chris Steakhouse.
Okay, it's Chris's. It's
no.
Apostrophe
it's
S's.
Called, no, wrong. It's just called Chris Steakhouse.
Chris, okay, so C-H-R-I-S, Steakhouse.
Chris Steakhouse.
Okay.
Ruth bought it, and she wants people to know it's Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. You understand?
No.
It belongs to Ruth.
Okay, so now it's possessive
of
Ruth.
Yeah.
Ruth apostrophe S.
Yeah.
Chris.
Steakhouse.
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Yeah.
Got you. Okay, now it makes sense.
But if we name our son Tom's Ruth's Chris.
Oh, shit.
That'd be pretty cool.
Tom's Ruth's Chris.
And then if they're like, what's up with that dumb fucking name? You'd be like, my husband loves steak. Like that.
Well, we ate there the week that Ellis was conceived.
So we almost named him Tom's Ruth's Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Don't you feel like somebody should have pulled Ruth aside and been like, hey, this is a dumb fucking
stupid name.
Yeah.
Why are you doing this?
Why don't we just leave it, Chris? Then, I bet you this is like a divorce thing.
You know? I bet you.
Like Chris was the husband's Chris Steakhouse. And she's
bet.
It's mine now, fucker.
I bet.
And then she's like, it's Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Interesting. Somebody look this up and tell us.
Yeah, I bet you it was a divorce.
I bet you too. Yeah. Spite. Or she wanted to keep the brand of Chris.
Let's see.
Chris Steak. Now, here's the thing, but hold on.
Yeah.
But Chris Steakhouse, I don't think that's correct either. It should be Chris's Steakhouse, correct?
Yeah, it's not.
Or like Tony's Restaurant. There needs to be an apostrophe. Chris
Yeah.
Apostrophe Steakhouse.
Don't you remember?
God damn it.
It's Hinchcliffe.
Yeah. His right? dad's was like.
Joe. Yeah, it's like Joey. Joe restaurant. Yeah, Joey Italian restaurant. Not Joey's.
It's Joey's. Right.
Right.
That's what this equivalent of is Chris Steakhouse.
Yeah.
It should be Chris's.
Dude,
see?
Hold on. Okay. Over four decades ago, Ruth Fertel.
Jesus Christ.
A divorced mother of two mortgaged her home for $22,000 to buy a small 60-seat restaurant in New Orleans named Chris Steakhouse. Shortly thereafter, a fire forced her to change the original location, and she renamed the restaurant Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. I told you. Yeah. It's so dumb. Ruth is so dumb.
Ruth, that adds nothing to the brand. Nobody cares about Chris. They only care about Ruth.
I know.
It is a great restaurant. I love me some Ruth's.
Oh, it's great.
Chris's.
It's great. Yeah.
Nah, that's what gave me diarrhea yesterday is that other steakhouse we
ate
at.
Yeah, we went to steak for lunch, yeah.
And I had the creamed spinach, and I think that's what did me in. I think it had too much butter in it. Butter gives me diarrhea sometimes.
You want to hear Ruth's recipe for life?
Sure.
Insist on making a toast.
Oh.
Make big plans, but live spontaneously.
Oh.
Live and dine without regret.
It's nice. Oh, Ruth's.
Oh, Ruth's.
Tom's Ruth's, Chris.
Tom's Ruth's, Chris. Get in here. Did you do your homework? Tom's Ruth's, Chris. Go to your room.
Tom's Ruth's, Chris. I like Carl's Jr. Seguro much better.
Carl's Jr. is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After a Western Bacon Cheeseburger, your mom's favorite.
What about Waffle House?
I like the Waffle House a lot.
There's a lady named Cherry's Tennis Waffle.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cherry's Tennis Waffle?
Yeah.
What does that even mean, Cherry's Tennis Waffle?
Or Waffle Cherry's Tennis. She was arrested. I know because... Cherry's...
God, the world is a horrible place.
Tennis Waffles. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, she was arrested. I remember because Ryan and I were doing this pitch, and look.
Oh, Cherry's Waffles Tennis.
Yeah.
Those are her...
Arrested in Jupiter.
Jupiter. It's a weird place. That's
police
why.
Police say Tennis was arrested.
Tennis.
They wrote it. I had to write it as a regular article. Cherry's Waffles Tennis. That's her name.
Huh.
There's also Crystal Metheny.
Oh, boy.
Bizao doo doo zabbity bebop bop bop.
I like zabbity bebop bop yeah. bop.
But that's somebody that changed their name to that, you know, obviously, to like for attention. But I think she might have been named Cherry's Waffles Tennis. Yeah. Pretty great.
Silly.
Cherry's Waffles Tennis. Get in here.
Yeah, that's a pretty bad name.
Do you think those were their three favorite things?
Yeah. Yeah, I think parents were like, but then tennis is kind of a bougie sport. I don't know too many hillbillies that like Cherry's Waffles and then tennis.
What would we have named them?
Our kid? Farts.
You love raspberries, though.
I love raspberries.
So raspberries, steaks. What's our favorite sport?
Sitting.
I don't know.
Naps.
Football, though. I like football.
Oh, you like football, yeah.
So raspberries, steaks, football. Get in here. It's pretty good.
Ruth's, Chris's.
Carl's Jr., sit down.
I still like Carl's Jr. That's the dumbest name.
Well,
for
there you
somebody.
Go. If we have another son, Carl's Jr. will be his name. Speaking of rednecks being dumb and stuff like that, what do you think of this?
Neighbors along Patton Spur Road are still, well, buzzing about what happened.
I just had got done feeding my chickens, watering them and stuff, and I walked back to my house there to get my phone so I could play a video game on it. And all of a sudden, I heard a big boom. And I looked back out my door, and the electric pole fell, and the lines was falling, and the geotackler's sideways into the fence.
What? What was the end there?
I don't know. Did you understand?
Well, the master of accents has always got his ears open.
It's neat that you found an American sample.
Yeah. Yeah, for our friends abroad across the pond, this is how dumb we can be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The door and electric pole fell, and the lines was falling, and the jail tackler's sideways into the fence.
The jail tackler's sideways into the fence?
The jail tackers.
Jail tackers? No.
The jail.
Jeep?
But
the
that's
Jeep?
A Jeep, but that doesn't
fell
sound.
The lines are falling.
The lines are falling.
And the jail tackers sideways into the fence.
And the jail tackers.
The Jeep slid sideways into the fence.
No, jail tackers.
That's fucking retarded.
Got my door and electric pole fell, and the lines was falling, and the Jill tackler's sideways into the fence.
That's so dumb.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't understand what he's saying. Jill tackler's into the fence.
Jill tackler's in the...
That was fucking
dumb. Is a real person, too.
Yeah.
He didn't know it, but he found out that there was a hive of bees that was located there, and he disturbed them.
And there's a guy come out screaming and squalling. And running around.
Hold on.
About
pause.
Like a chicken with head cut off.
The hat?
Yeah.
That's 88. Didn't we learn that, what that stands for? HH, the eighth letter of the alphabet. Heil Hitler. Hitler. This guy's a fucking Nazi, guys.
Does that surprise you?
No. Well,
but
I like to look for fashion.
Isn't that also a, looks like a NASCAR hat, right? That's what I thought it was.
Oh, you don't think it's a Heil Hitler?
Well, let's see. Does anybody drive with a... Is anyone sponsored by Hitler on the NASCAR circuit?
Well, we know who to ask. Maybe Daniac knows.
NASCAR driver, let's see. Yeah, Earnhardt Jr.
Oh, well, I wouldn't. Maybe he's a Nazi.
Right?
Maybe he's into it.
Yeah, the 8-8 stuff. Yeah, Earnhardt should know better than that.
I mean, maybe they're like, fucking finally, dude. Like, we got...
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah. Huh. Oof.
Yeah.
Man.
Don't you wish this was your dad? How lucky that that's not your dad.
That's my daddy.
Do you ever think of that sometimes? Like, I'm just so glad.
88. Hey, hi, Hitler, Dale. Yeah, that's probably someone's dad.
Yeah, of course. It's a few people's dad.
Yeah. Yep. I got one up there.
But he found out.
Well, he found
that there
out.
There was a hive of bees that was located there.
Bees.
He disturbed them.
And there's a guy come out screaming and squalling.
Squalling.
No one talks like that.
No, this guy's super. It's like a Disney
screaming and squalling.
He has dip in his mouth, too, yeah?
Permanently. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's surgically implanted in there. Yeah.
And running around. About like a chicken with head cut off.
Ding dong dang. It's embarrassing.
Anderson then says they ran up the road, grabbed a hose outside his home, and started trying to spray off the bees.
Okay. I told him he need to get out of that water, but say I didn't know he was getting eaten up by bees. I thought he was just high.
What?
I understand what he said,
right.
But it's crazy that this guy lives in our country.
Yeah.
And talks like this.
I know.
It's fucking insane.
It's embarrassing.
Anderson then says they ran up the road, grabbed a hose outside his home, and started...
So the people that were covered in bees grabbed this hose,
trying
right?
to spray off the bees.
I told him he needed to get out of that water.
So I told him he needed to get out of that water.
Say, I didn't know he was getting ate up by bees.
But he didn't know that the guy was getting...
Ate up with bees.
Not stung by bees.
Ate
up with bees at Rose Chris Steakhouse. Yeah.
Carl Jr., get over here.
Oh, he's just high.
Ha.
I thought he was just high.
Oh, okay.
So he thought they were acting a fool.
Right.
Because they were just really high.
Gotcha.
You understand?
He wasn't aware of the bee problem.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Deputies say the couple were under the influence of drugs. They say they had driven down.
So they were high.
They were high. Most people are that live in these areas. What else are you going to do?
Thing is.
You got no hope.
They were high.
The road looking for a place to swim.
That girl in that little bikini.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, little red dot thought, oh, her.
I'm sorry?
What?
It got that
that one, I definitely don't know.
And you can see whatever it is in his mouth. Look at that again.
Looking for a place
Jesus
to swim.
Christ.
That girl in that little bikini.
Yeah.
She had a little red dot thought, oh, her.
Man.
Do you understand that?
Yeah, the girl in that bikini.
Red bikini.
She's knitting a scarf out of her menstrual look.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yep.
Looking for a place to swim.
That girl in that little bikini. She had a little red dot thought, oh, her.
There you go.
Oh,
you
wow. Look at you. Blue Band's the hillbilly whisperer. How did you understand that?
Yep, that's it.
You speak fluent hillbilly.
Swim. That girl in that little bikini.
First language.
She had a little red dot all over her.
Yeah,
she
that
had,
girl in that little bikini, she had little red dots all over her. Yeah. Wow. You could, you should move there.
I know.
I'm good.
You could fit right
God,
in.
God, the...
That fellow with the red hair. I ain't never seen no one look at him before.
God. Do you think they're tolerant of Jewish people?
No.
wherever this guy
I think
lives.
It's probably in America, it's probably the last pocket of nonsensical. You don't see, like, I mean, in LA, you know, this is a Jewish city, so you don't really yeah. see that. But I mean, when you hear it, you're like, what are you talking about? But I think deep southern, really biblical places are yeah. probably the last pockets of, like, well, is he a Jew?
Jesus, you know? Christ, yeah.
Probably because it's like one of those things where they're never around it.
Ever. No, of course not. Even when I would do the South, they yeah. would see my last name on the marquee, yeah. and I was an outsider.
Yeah, for sure.
Even though I'm like a white blonde, oh no, I'm a big outsider.
Yeah, no, I don't
Look
think
out.
I don't think you see it a lot.
Here comes a foreigner.
Yep.
Wow. Of all that could have been your dad. Like, do you just think of the probability of your life, the fortitude that you were born with your parents and
I know
not in like some horrible country.
And when you think about it, you're like,
yeah, boy.
Turn that down.
That was the whole point.
That was horrible.
All right.
Bring back duct tape. I'd rather
duct tape.
That's better. Yeah.
Hey, duct tape.
That's duct tape's dad right there. That's who we saw that interview.
They call me duct tape.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's where duct tape's from.
Yeah.
They call me duct tape.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
I don't know.
So I like to fart. I like to fart.
Okay, babe.
That's kind of the song I've been working on.
I like to fart. I like to fart.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been singing my song more to Ellis. Mm-hmm. Mommy, mommy, mommy is the best. Daddy, daddy, daddy doesn't care about you.
Not cool at all.
He loves it.
Yeah. Anyways, here we go. Where is it? Here we go.
Mommy, mommy, mommy. Yeah.
Yep. Dental update.
Oh man, I gotta go.
I gotta go too. When are we doing this?
Okay, let's find a new dentist in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And go get our teeth cleaned.
Maybe we should go, you know,
towards the new.
Yeah.
My hope. That's where my old Hungarian dentist was.
Oh, I remember
in that
him.
Neighborhood. He's retired now, though.
He's retarded?
He's retired. Retired.
He shouldn't be working retard. On teeth. I think it's pretty advanced. Dearest mommies, I used to cringe or fast forward when you did dental updates. I knew I'd been neglecting my chompers.
That's why.
It had been at least 8 years since I'd been to the dentist.
Your life.
I had no dental insurance, and frankly, I was poor.
Yeah.
I had begun to smile less because I knew my teethers were looking less than awesome.
That's terrible.
Years of smoking, which I quit 4 months ago.
Congratulations.
Coffee and no flossing.
Mm-mm.
All of the signs of bad tooth ownership. I'm coming up on my wedding in a few weeks.
Oh.
Mortified at the idea of having to do anything but a tiny smile for all the fucking pictures that will be taken.
Yeah.
I made the appointment.
Yes.
It was 5 days before my wedding.
Oof.
What if there are issues? The nice lady took note of the nuptials, and when they got a cancellation, she called me. I had my appointment today and wanted to email my mommies and let them know the results.
Yeah?
No cavities.
Wow.
But a few very, very minor issues from my hard brushing habit and lack of flossing. Flossing? Flossing.
Yeah.
Everyone in the office was super nice. No one made me feel bad about not being to the dentist. They all wanted to help. We have a plan for the future. I will forever be a patient at this office.
Good.
I just wrote them a thank you card and put it in the mail. I will not stop smiling and looking at my sparkly teeth.
Good for
I'm
you.
I'm going to feel great about myself Good. The day I marry the man of my dreams, and yep. it'll show in my smile. You
yeah.
guys push me to do this. I thank you. Always going to floss from now on. I promised Kate the hygienist. Thanks, Eric.
Very right. nice.
Congratulations.
Good for you. And you see how that worked is that he says, I have no money. This is a man writing this? Sorry.
Yes.
Okay. And they worked out a plan.
Yes.
A payment plan. So guys, don't let money deter you from fixing your teeth.
They'll always have more, you know, empathy for you when you go in person and you tell somebody
course,
what's up.
Of course, because yeah. they're people too.
Yeah.
And the thing is, don't think you need dental insurance Tom and I don't have it. I haven't had it. I had it once in my life, and that's when I got ripped off. Remember, the dentist told me I had about 20 cavities, Tom, if you recall, that happened to me.
Yeah.
And I don't have dental insurance anymore because of that.
True. Yeah. Oh, by the way,
He didn't even pick up on that. So he's distracted.
What do you mean?
I said that it happened to me when I had dental insurance that they told me I had like 20 cavities.
Yeah.
And then I canceled it. It happened to me.
Yeah, I know.
Now you're admitting that it didn't happen to me? You claim that it didn't happen to me.
What happened to you?
That I went to a dentist with dental insurance, and they said that I had 20 cavities
but I didn't. Right. I know. You always take my stories and make them yours. But there was another thing. Oh, you did this too. You did it. You did it the other day.
What did I do?
You took something that happened to me, and you're like, "Oh, it happened to me." It was that dude. So for the first, oh my God, for the first 3 months that our son was alive, and every time I would burp him. I would burp, and you'd go, "Jesus, why are you burping?" You're like, "That's so. I don't understand if you're burping him, why you have to burp." And then you go, "Hey, you know what? Every time I burp Alice, I have to burp." And I go, "You gave me shit for this." And
she, and
you go,
no
"You go, I have no recollection.
None.
You said it to me every day."
None.
And you're like, "Nope, never, no recollection." Anyways, the dentist did that to me, and I burp when he burps. So.
I have no recollection of the first 3 months of his life.
And you really don't remember me telling you the dental story of.
But that did happen to me too. Ask my friend Eric.
But do you remember me telling you that happened to me?
Yes.
Okay.
And I remember who it happened with, the TV friendly dentist.
Yeah.
See, I do remember yours. And then the same thing happened to me in Sperm Bank, California.
Okay.
When I had dental insurance from an employer I had.
Okay.
I swear.
I know that you lie. But the thing is.
By the way, I still floss despite these ridiculous stories that flossing doesn't help. And didn't you tell me the other day how flossing does help? That it breaks up
bacteria?
Yes.
No, you told me
clusters
that.
Of it, right?
Yeah.
I said that to you.
Somebody told you that. It wasn't me that told you.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember
my
that.
Brain. Mommy brain, guys. It's real.
It's real. It's real. Oh, by the way, talking about the poo pile. There's a
bullshit with your poo pile.
Email that came in about the poo pile. Hey, mommies, I was listening to Powerful
Lies.
JRE, Joe Rogan, episode 207, when I heard something amaze. Joe steps away briefly around 1:18:45 while he's gone. Red Band tells you guys he has a new game for you. His game to see how long he can go before flushing the toilet. Mommy Tina is not on board, but the water champion mentions he already did something like this in college, and it was called poo pile. Since Tom had no reason to lie at the time, I believe this is massive evidence that he has been truthful the whole time.
Bullshit.
Giving the Yorkie Sippers already married track record, FedEx and LaCroix, I think it's easy to see that the poo pile did indeed exist. Tyler, thank you for your message, and you will be receiving a prize. Anyways.
By the way, the poop pile is different than not flushing the toilet.
Yeah.
Okay. The poop pile's a varsity level not flushing. It was an outdoor pile that you claim people pooped on. It wasn't a non-flushing.
Do you remember?
We don't flush a lot in this house. When it's yellow, we leave it mellow.
Yeah.
We yellow on each other's yellow sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. Especially nighttime yellows.
Nighttime yellows.
You're going to flush that every time? That's a waste of water.
It's a waste of water and sound. It's annoying.
Yeah. Just yellow, yellow, yellow.
We and yellow on each other's yellow.
7 a.m., you flush it.
That's right. Know? That's what I knew.
Because there might be 4 or 5 yellows in there. Do you remember we played the...
I've been yellowing a lot at night, really.
Yeah.
I think I have to stop drinking water a couple hours before bedtime.
I would never do anything like that. So...
But I hydrate so much throughout the day. But I pee all night because I'm hydrating so frequently.
Yeah. Yeah. When you get used to the high consumption like me, you'll get past it.
I want you to note.
Yeah.
I had some eggs removed from me. What?
What?
We talked about this.
I don't know. Okay.
So I had some eggs frozen, right?
Yeah.
Some embryos frozen. We did this just in case we want kids later. Anyways. Yeah. They told me that I can't drink water from 8 p.m. the night before the surgery until the next day.
Yeah.
I thought for sure that would really be a thing for me.
Yeah.
But because I'm so hydrated, it didn't even bother me.
Oh, actually, the doctor pulled me aside and told me that you were super dehydrated.
That's a lie.
Yeah, that's true.
Remember when you had your blood taken?
Yeah.
And she's like, I can't find a vein because you're so dehydrated. Your that's blood was thick and coagulated.
She said, I can't find a vein because you're so fat that all the fat is covering up your veins.
She goes, your blood is like chocolate syrup. Why is that?
Bullshit.
It's because you're not hydrated.
Bullshit. You remember we watched that Dennis Rodman thing where he talked about how he broke his dick?
Yeah.
Watch this.
Yeah. So,
poor guy.
Yeah.
So I love him so much. You know, I have a lot of empathy for that guy. I think he's a good man at his core. He's just, he's fucked up.
I think
up.
So too.
He's got problems.
He's an addict. He's just a hardcore addict.
Sweet guy though.
So here's a listener who I believe says they broke their dick, right?
Oh, okay. Broke your dick.
Mommies, having been there, excited cowgirl, let's see, up, rode too high, quickly slammed down.
Oof.
Ooh. Sounded seriously like a cherry bomb exploded.
Damn.
It's the two main blood vessels that engorge for an erection.
Okay.
Oh, each one on each side of the main vein that pipes the swimmers that once folded over can abruptly snap. In my instance...
Oh, my butthole twitched.
Oof. The blood flowed internally, creating a big, dark purple hog sausage and an emergency surgery. Pronto.
Fuck.
5 days of morphine and R&R in the hospital. Jesus. As an aside, having happened in San Francisco back in college, going to SF General Emergency means you're in a teaching hospital.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's a medical school there.
Similar to Rodman's third break, they hauled so many fucking doctor interns through to see the anomaly of a broken dick. It became a field trip of, so here we have something you probably won't see again. Showcase of my dick with a catheter in it inside of a plastic tower of protection.
Oof.
Awkward to absurd to nonchalant to local legend in the inner circle of friends. Get well cards from grandparents were a little awkward also.
Oh, wow.
Love y'all, Seattle fan. Wow.
Wow.
So that shit's real. Ugh.
Oh, yeah, it's real.
Robin was like, my dick broke, like 3 times.
Yeah.
Oof, man. I mean, from him, I actually, now that I think about it, I think I kind of believe it, you know?
No, it's real.
It happened to him 3 times, I'm saying.
Oh, absolutely. Especially when you're whacked out on drugs or whatever, hanging out with lunatics.
Oof, man.
Hanging out with friends.
Yeah.
You know, losers.
You've. Fucking loser.
Yeah. How great was it to hear your dad laughing at blonde jokes, by the way?
Man, I've that's
you know, it's got to be a regular.
Yeah,
you guys, we need to just email us your blonde jokes and your Pollock jokes, and then we'll just tell them to him.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's so great listening to him laugh at the dumbest jokes ever.
I called him, by the way, right after that call, and because remember when I go, like, how many people you kill?
Yeah,
he was like, three. I go, what was that like? He's like, I don't want to. I go, dude.
Yeah.
I said, you know, I never would try to, make you feel badly about that or put you on the spot about that. I said, you've talked about it publicly before.
Yeah.
Because we've had him on the show.
Yeah,
being like, it's like a sexual experience.
Yeah. He loves talking about it in the past.
Yeah. And he goes, oh, I know. He goes, it's just how that question hits you in the moment. So I just wanted to share that with listeners that I called him immediately and he goes, you know, that question, just in the moment, you might not want to discuss it, which I think makes sense.
Of course. There's sometimes you don't want to talk about certain subjects.
And then immediately we talked about it for about 30 minutes.
And it wasn't recorded, which sucks.
No, it wasn't recorded. Yeah. He was like, there's no thrill like it. And I was like, all right, we're back on board.
And so, we're back. Yeah. Thank God.
Killing the enemy is so fun. Yeah, it was
so fun.
Right away, he was just like, there's just nothing like it. He goes, one time I had this Marine, great Marine, Collins from Texas. And I said, if you could kill the enemy or get a piece of pussy, what would you do?
Your father said this to you?
Yeah, to me. And the guy
so goes, weird.
Kill the enemy. He was like, that's what I like to hear. You're a great fucking Marine.
Because
Tommy, we're trained to kill. Right?
They are.
I know.
They love it. Marines love that stuff.
They love it.
That is a personality type.
Yeah.
That's what they do. Yeah. And thank God for the Marines if you're wired that way.
It was so funny.
Go kill people for a good cause.
You ever think about the fact that your dad vacations were my dad
Right.
Was in war.
And my dad loved Vietnam's it. Great. The love is so fucking hot.
I told him on that call, I go, you know, Christina's dad just got back
from
a month in Vietnam. He goes, Jesus Christ. I go, we were just talking about what it would take for you to go there for a month. That's not happening.
Not happening.
He's like, I hate that place.
Of course.
No, but you were in war there. I go, I'm thinking about getting you a gift, maybe taking you there. Like, we can go for Tommy. The day the plane banked out, I was looking over Saigon. I was like, never see this fucking place again.
Well, I imagine his experience was
it's a little different
than, you know, a Club Med in Da Nang or
dude, every time I bring it up, I get new stories. It's actually pretty fascinating.
I wish I could hear them. I really wish you would.
Fascinating war stories. I mean,
tell me them, though.
Yeah, because there's shit that you're like, oh, I think I've heard all the stories. And then 40 minutes of shit I've never heard.
Because
before.
He kind of sheltered you from the stories for many years.
Long time. Long time. Dude, I brought up to him that when I was a kid, because, you know, I didn't curse for a long time as a kid.
You guys didn't swear at your house.
Yeah.
You were that kind of family that never dropped F-bomb.
No.
What about shit? Could you say shit?
Well, there's a certain age for all those things. So, like, I would hear shit, damn it. But, you know, shit was, like, as far as it went in the house. And my mom even went, chet.
Chet.
You know? That was probably, like, that, you know. Actually, that was them forever. I mean, my mom never said anything worse than shit. My dad... First time I heard him say fuck, I was in high school at some, and I was like probably at
high school,
maybe in junior, when I heard him say
crazy.
It like an accident, like, oh fuck. And I was like, whoa, I'd never heard. By that time I was already saying it, but I'd never heard him say it. As a kid, probably the first time I started cursing regularly was probably not until middle school, maybe seventh, eighth grade or something, you know, like when you're kind of boys being boys. But before that, I didn't curse. And one time, you know, I thought that was just like such a crazy thing to say the F word.
Right.
And I asked him, I go, did you ever say the F word? And I said, no, have you ever said the F word? And I was like 9 years old. And I still remember him going, one time.
One time.
And I go, when? And he goes, in Vietnam. And I was like, oh. And I reminded him and he was like, yeah. He doesn't remember that, of course, but I remember it clearly. And I was like, it must have been really bad. And then I go, yeah, you used to like really hide it. He goes, I know, it's a regular part of my fucking vocabulary.
And he's talking about and pussy with you now. And like, but because I've kind of watched this evolution of your relationship.
Yeah.
Because when you and I started dating, you were 20, what? You were 25?
Five. Yeah.
And he was still kind of putting the parental.
Yeah.
Image on with you.
Yeah.
And then I remember one time you were like, dude, my dad just talked about liking full bush.
Yeah.
And that was a few years later.
Yeah.
That he likes full bush. And
I think of the whole thing is, you know how you don't see your parents as people for a long time?
Yeah, for sure.
And then over time I realized, like, this dude's a total savage, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, he's the best guy, but he's a savage. So it's all like, he's like, remember we did the blonde joke? And he goes, fucking broad. Dumb broad. He could see a dumb broad doing that.
I love it so much.
It's such an old school, chauvinistic.
And I, you know what? And I kind of, but I respect that and I kind of miss that so much. Because at the end of the day, like, your dad obviously has two daughters and a wife and he loves them to death and treats them well. And, you know what I mean? I don't know. It feels familiar to me.
Yeah, like, here's my dad right here. He just sent me this.
Oh, that's weird.
Oh my gosh. Oh, man.
It's weird.
Yeah.
He sounds different. Can I read you a text message from my dad?
Yeah.
So he came back from Vietnam.
Yeah, this would be good. Yeah.
My father finally returned... Finally returned from Vietnam after being gone for like a month. And in the course of him being gone, I mean, we baptized our son.
Yeah.
We're in escrow on a house. Mm-hmm. And I had my embryos frozen. Like, those are three major
big things.
Life things. He didn't ask about any of it. Like, the whole conversation was
just
like
about his trip.
About him. And then in the last few seconds, I had to like interject and be like, well, oh, by the way, you know, Ellis is growing teeth. Yeah, Ellis has two teeth now, and we bought a house and this and that. Anyway, so I'm telling him the location, you know, and he goes, oh, and then he's texting me, you know, make sure you get everything fixed before you move in. Beautiful house. You're going to be happy there. And it's our neighborhood where you grew up. And I go, yeah, no shit. Like in my head, I'm like, oh, of course, asshole, I remember where I grew up. He goes, well, Ellis is going to grow up there now. And the liquor store is close. The one at this, you know, this cross street of blah, 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 blah. Remember? That's the one fond memory my father has of this neighborhood we're moving to. Remember the liquor store that we went to? And I was like, yeah, Dad, remember that liquor store?
Yeah.
Like,
that's the nostalgic moment.
That's the sweet memory.
Yeah.
My childhood.
Because you used to go there a lot.
I went there every day.
Yeah. That's where we'd pick up a sixer, right?
That's right. After work, we go and he get the sixer, the 12er, whatever 12er, it is. The 12er.
Remember when you thought that that was just a normal thing?
Yes.
You're like, that's you know, not every 12 pack.
Did that.
12 pack.
12er every day after.
Every day.
He picked me up from school in his in his van.
Yeah.
You know, he had he was a mechanic. Mm-hmm. And I was so embarrassed by that van because it was greasy and stinky, you know, like a mechanic's fucking van.
All embarrassed. I mean, not everyone, but I'm like you. I was so embarrassed of certain vehicles.
I know.
There's a certain era when they would dress certain ways. I was like, geez.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Cool sweater.
Well, my dad dressed cool, but when he would show up in his mechanic's uniform sometimes and it would be like greasy and I'd be like, oh, my God, dad. Like, wearing a mechanic's uniform. Like, I'm so embarrassed. But that was rare that he'd just come from the shop to come get me, you know. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, my dad always dressed cool.
Well, he's cool.
Yeah, he's, you know, Euro.
Definitely cool. Yeah, yeah.
He's like that Italian guy, but, you know, not that gay.
My parents showed up to see us in high school or middle school the same way you would show up to see a kindergartner. In other words, like, my dad would come and be like, hey, buddy. And I was like, hey, man, I'm 15. like, can you dial it down a little bit?
Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Aww. He was
like, yeah. All right, like super enthusiastic, and I was like, yeah.
He still is like that.
Same
with
way,
you.
Same way today. Same
you know,
way.
Christina. Tommy,
it's different now. Now you're like, oh, okay. It's like
it's endearing.
It's endearing now. But
go, Tommy was such a cute little shit.
Still says it.
He says it every time. Tommy was just the cutest little boy, Christina. Yeah. Okay, and he could puke on me, shit on me. I didn't care.
Yep.
Cutest little boy. Ah, shit. Tommy was the cutest little shit.
Here he is right here.
Fuck me, man.
There's my dad.
There's your dad. So weird. He sounds different when you record it.
That's back in high school.
What was the lamest your dad, what was his worst era of fashion? Or has he always worn the uniform of khaki buttoned down?
Oh, yeah. No. My dad is a conformist. He is old
through
school.
And
yeah. He likes people to follow the rules, cut your hair.
Cut your hair, hippie.
Maybe put on a different shirt. He's never really critical. He's not a critical dad, but he would just look at me and be like, you wear jeans? Can't wear jeans to this. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Put on a collared shirt. Like, that's how he wants you to look, you know? When I used to have scruff, not a beard, but a scruff, he's like, you're looking kind of scruffy.
Didn't like that.
Why don't you shave that?
But your father's fashion, I'm saying, didn't change with the times, right? I'm assuming he always wore like a polo shirt, a button down, khakis, a belt.
He doesn't own t-shirts. I mean, he owns like working out t-shirt, but not like, I'm going to wear a t-shirt to just go
That's
to the
right.
mall.
I don't think I've ever seen.
No, he doesn't own it.
Even when they came to visit us in LA a while, like a month ago, I was like, do you want to stop by the hotel and change into something more comfortable? And he goes, I am comfortable.
Always.
Didn't even
dress loafers, you know, like those like dress up ones.
Jeez.
Yeah. He's only worn tennis shoes, you know, like I said, to work out. Or if you go, it's gonna be like a long walking day, he might wear some then. But
now will he wear shorts, like khaki shorts or still long pants?
No, he'll wear khaki shorts in the
heat.
If
it's hot.
Yeah. Yeah. But pretty much.
And a button down if it's hot out?
Probably let's say a polo. You know,
I've seen
collar.
Him on a cruise.
There's a collar, for sure.
God.
Probably some neat higher socks, you know.
Socks,
Yeah.
Did he ever have hair?
No, he did never have hair. I mean, he had hair. He had the last remnants of it when he was getting married, so I don't remember.
And how old was he when they got married?
Like about 30.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so wild.
And he had a comb over then. you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen
those
pictures.
Everybody was doing that in the 70s, too.
Yeah.
Flip that shit over. Yeah, yeah.
It camouflages it. You can't tell somebody.
I always get mad when I was in high school and even college that he was clearly bald. You know, he had the horseshoe.
Yeah.
But all these hairs on top. And I go, why don't you just clean that for a clean look? Because I think it looks better. Like if you're, you just clean the top. And he was like, no, I don't do that. And I used to always be like, dude, it'll look, Tommy, I like it. And I was like, okay. And he called them his survivors, you know,
because
it's like 100 hairs. You go, just clean that up. It'll look. And now I think he does it.
Yeah, now he does. Because I've seen the short chicken hair on top.
25 years.
Wow.
To go along with that plan.
He is such a creature of habit.
I know.
It's funny because I remember when he was here and then he sat on our recliner and he had his caffeine-free sugar-free Diet Coke, because dads can't have fun anymore. You can't drink anything fun.
Nothing that tastes good.
None that tastes good. And he was just in heaven watching CNN.
I know. The flip side is your dad shows up in like track suits and shit, you know, with like orange tinted shades.
Oh, yeah.
And the hair is
feathers.
Like feathered. Teased back. He's like, oh, yeah. It's nice. Yeah.
Or
linen.
Oh, linen suit. That's what he wore to my wedding, a linen white suit. Gangster shit, right?
Super Eastern European. Yeah.
Super Eastern blocky.
Yeah.
My favorite is when I was about to go down the aisle with him and I had like, well, you know, my wedding dress and here you are at the front of the church and it's going to be the one of the biggest moments of my life.
Yeah.
And I turned to him and I was like, oh my God, Dad, I hope I don't cry. And he was like, why would you cry? Like, okay. All right, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah.
Like, no feelings.
I was crying.
We both were crying. Yeah. It was emotional.
Yeah, I was like, this is so dumb. What am I doing?
I'm never going to have sex with anyone ever.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Mm. Anyways.
Our dogs are getting groomed. Groomer has it. They're going to be so cute. I love when they come back. I hate when they put all those gay bows on your dog, though.
Yeah, I know.
You're like, take this shit off of the poor dog.
Leave my dog alone.
Leave the dog alone, you asshole.
This lady is pretty fantastic.
Don't put bows.
She's yelling at this guy on a train.
One dog. Oh, okay. New York. I love that stuff.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Are you over here rubbing your dick? What the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? Get fucked up on this train. You wanna do that freaky shit? You do that shit off the motherfucking train. Do it again, and I'm getting up out this chair, and I'ma bust your fucking ass on this train.
I love the looking down.
We understand each other.
Oh yeah.
Avert your eyes.
Do we fucking understand each other? Do some freaky shit again, and I'ma get up out this chair, and I'ma bust your ass. You wanna rub your dick, bitch? You rub your dick when you get off the motherfucking train. Do we fucking understand each other?
Whoa.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Good. This is like that creeper at your spa.
Yeah.
Who was rubbing his dong.
He was rubbing his balls.
Yeah. You need a woman like that to straighten his ass. Good for her.
Yeah.
I'm in one of those moves. I will fuck you up on this train.
That's
you hear me? I can't hear you. Do you fucking hear me? Now the next stop, you get the fuck up. You hear me?
I love it.
You get your ass the fuck up off this train with that freaky shit. When this train stops, you get the fuck off. Do you understand me?
I think I get it.
I can't hear you. Say I understand you, miss. All right now. We gotta understand it.
I love it. Eyes down. Ignore what's happening.
That's what I would do, too.
Or you have to. It's the rule in New York, right?
Yeah.
Now, I've got your fucking picture on here. Like I said, I don't give a fuck if this ain't your stuff. You get off this train with that freaky shit. Get up. Get the fuck up. Get
oh, it's
the
him?
Fuck off
yeah.
This train.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's terrified.
He
with
should
your
be.
Fucking crazy ass. Get the fuck off the train.
Silence. Everyone's silent.
Sit here rubbing on your penis. Are you serious?
I love it.
Get the fuck off.
You need to shame
fuck
those people.
Beat the shit out of you. Yeah. You got the right one, honey, because I'm a crazy bitch.
I love it.
Please believe me.
I love her.
Get the fuck off the train.
I love her. Yeah.
Hard fucking core.
Hard fucking core. That's
hard
my girl.
Hard fucking core.
Yep.
That's what's up. She needs to be on every fucking train, every public place where guys are jerking it.
It would be a good job for someone to have.
That's a great job.
Yeah. Yep.
That's true. Just to call out perverts like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love it.
Yep.
Get the fuck off.
There you go.
I beat the shit out of you.
Hell yeah, dude. That's why.
Yeah, you don't see that a lot.
I beat
That's
the
great.
Shit out of you. Good girl.
Good girl. All right, Jeans, anything else you got?
I'm going to go pick up the dogs.
All right. We have a closing song. It's called Succulent Chinese Meal by David Belasco.
Carl's Jr.
By our son, Carl's Jr. All right. Thanks for listening. YourMom'sHousePodcast.com, TomSegura.com, ThousandRanch.com, of course, Patreon.com/mom. Patreon.com/mom. Enjoy your week. Thank you for listening. We love you.
Bye, mommies.
Bye, Jeans.
Thank you.
Be the Jeans.
A succulent Chinese meal, 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 succulent Chinese meal, a succulent Chinese meal, a succulent Chinese meal, a succulent Chinese meal, a succulent Chinese meal. A succulent Chinese
This is democracy manifest. This is democracy manifest. This is democracy manifest. This is democracy. This is democracy manifest. This is democracy manifest. This is democracy manifest. This is democracy. This is democracy manifest. This is democracy manifest. This is democracy manifest. This is democracy manifest. Are you waiting to receive my limp penis? I see that you know your judo well. Are you waiting to receive my limp penis? I see that you know your judo well. Are you waiting to receive my limp penis?
A succulent Chinese meal?
Are you waiting to receive my limp penis?
A succulent Chinese meal? A succulent Chinese meal? A succulent Chinese meal? A succulent Chinese meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
Ta-ta!